Good morning. It's your morning buzzcast for Monday, January 6th. I'm Abe Madcore. I don't know about you, but today feels like the real first day of 2020. A lot to do, a lot to get after in the coming year. Let's start with the NFL. It was a crazy NFL wildcard weekend, in my opinion. I thought all four games were pretty wild. Great storylines from the Texans to the perceived end of the Patriots dynasty and all the questions about the future of Tom Brady to yesterday's two close games with the Vikings and the Seahawks coming out on top. And it sets up a pretty good divisional weekend for the NFL, although you do wonder if on the AFC side, ratings take a little bit of a hit with the Patriots not in contention. Let's stay with the NFL. Big news out of Dallas. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones finally makes the announcement that Jason Garrett is out as Cowboys coach after more than 9 seasons. The announcement yesterday, yes, it came during the Seahawks-Eagles wild card game. Nobody overlooked that. Maybe that was a little jab by the Cowboys at the Eagles during the game. Regardless, it should be noted that everybody will be keeping an eye on Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, and their selection process and criteria. It's an appealing job. They have money to spend. They have good players. And, of course, it's the Cowboys. So let's move off the NFL to Major League Baseball. We talk a lot about teams holding Winterfest events during the offseason. Well, the Detroit Tigers made a big move over the weekend. Their annual Winterfest, Tiger Fest, will not be taking place this year for the first time in 25 years. So the club is planning a summer version of the event at Comerica Park. They said the decision was based on the feedback from fans. Tiger Fest usually occurs in mid-January, which is always a signal that the start of spring training was approaching. But remember, there are some other issues here at play. The Tigers are certainly struggling. They had the worst record in the majors for the second time in 3 seasons, and attendance for Tiger Fest may have been a concern. But an interesting news out of Detroit anyway. Staying with Major League Baseball, if you get a second, read Bill Plaschke's interview with the always animated Dodgers CEO Stan Kasten. The LA Times' Plaschke asked Kasten a couple of questions about fan perception that the Dodgers weren't doing enough in the offseason or spending enough to put a competitive team on the field. Meanwhile, Kasten, of course, had some very strong comments about that, criticizing the LA Times' coverage and said they are laser focused on winning a World Series. Couple of quick hitters. It was announced over the weekend President Trump is expected to attend the CFP National Championship game between Clemson and LSU in New Orleans next Monday night. Hard to believe it. We have to wait a whole nother week for that game. But remember the last time when President Trump appeared at the CFP? That was in Atlanta, and that was major gridlock and really changed the event experience for numerous fans who attended that game. So you know that they'll be making logistical considerations for the president's visit in New Orleans. Orleans next Monday night. And finally, we're proud today to announce our Champions Class of 2020, 6 industry innovators and pioneers in alphabetical order: former Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney, longtime player agent Marvin Demoff, soccer organizer and advocate Marla Messing, Olympic medal winner and athlete activist Tommy Smith, longtime sales and marketing leader John Spolstra, and longtime NFL event executive Jim Steig. We'll be telling their stories over the next few months in Sports Business Journal, and we'll be honoring them at our World Congress of Sports in late March in California. So it really does feel like the start of 2020. That is your morning buzzcast for Monday, January 6th. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a fantastic start to your week.